Peace, everybody. This episode of the Major Mood Podcast was blessed by Cedric Brazil, a multi-talented R&B artist, entertainer, and songwriter with a sound comparable to some of the greatest of our time. His energy transcends beyond music, move maker, and mood maker. Cedric Brazil.
All I need is a moment, show you I really want it. Thoughts of you in the morning, thoughts of you while I'm phoning. Picture us in a phone.
Peace, everybody, and welcome to the Major Mood Podcast, live from DigiLock Days NYC. We got a few artists we're going to be interviewing tonight, brought to you by 24/7 Artists, the creative hub for creative entrepreneurs in the music industry, the one-stop shop for everything you need to know about growing your artistry and growing your business. We out here, it's a Major Mood. All right, so I'm pretty excited right now because I met this guy on the dance floor last night and I didn't even know today was the day we were going to meet in person. I'm going to do a whole interview. So I'm G-Major. Welcome to the Major Mood Podcast. We got Cedric Brazil, who is a Major Mood in himself.
Oh, I love it.
He's a move maker, a mood maker. And we got down to Usher last night, so we're already family.
We did. We connected.
Yeah, we did. We did. So, Cedric, I gotta say, so I've been peeping your music all week.
Really?
Ooh. And there's one thing that comes to mind when I hear
What's that?
I play it and I'm like, have I heard, like is this a timeless classic? Like, I heard Sexy Lady and I was like, I don't know if this is on like my favorite 90s R&B playlist already or if you're just like the new wave. Like,
I love that.
Like, so I like, when I listen to you, I just can't. I'm like, it's so nostalgic, but it's also so refreshing.
I love that. As you said that, I think that's my whole goal. I always tell people I'm trying to coin something called contemporary nostalgia, like a sound that you're familiar with, but like it's still fresh and new, you know?
Wow. Because you definitely hit that. Because I was playing you and I'm like, sounds like Tyrese. It sounds like Drew Hill. And then I'm reading your bio and it said you're inspired by Brandy.
Yes, I love Brandy. Love Brandy.
My guy. That Never Say Never album.
I mean, I like all the albums, but Never Say Never is definitely my favorite.
Changed my life. So,
changed my life, too.
So I'm listening to your music, and then I kept in mind the Brandy comment, and then I'm listening to Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Can we make it?
Stop. I love this. I love that you... I love this.
And
I love this.
I was like, now I know. Now I know. I hear it. The Brandy. And your vocal layers as well. Sometimes when I'm listening to you, I don't know if I'm listening to a group.
Yes.
And it's because your production quality is levels.
Thank you.
I just want to give you your flowers on that.
Thank you. I'm giving you flowers for your research and you knowing it. That's really dope. Like, I appreciate you for that, for actually listening, for real.
Oh, thank you. So I have to ask you questions. I need to know more about you.
Okay, let's do it.
So when I listen to an artist, like, I'm really into their process. Like, I picture them, like, not just like on stage or in the music video. Like I picture their process.
Right.
I visualize their process. And I kind of want, like, with your level, with your production level and your sound and the quality of it, I have to know, like, what is your process? Are you part of like the post-production and you are executive producing or?
Well, usually in this late day, I'm getting with a producer. Like, I'm beyond the days of YouTube beats. So I usually like to get with the producer and build from scratch. I don't really don't like having anything pre-made for me because I truly feel like making music together with someone, it really will become, you know, personalized in a sense, like, because you're making music and the energy is coming together and you can't really make anything. No one can make that same energy. No one can replicate that, you know? So I like to collaborate with the producer and then write the song in that same session. I have a thing where I'm always like, okay, I'll let the producer start, and then when they're done, I want to be done with the song. And that's like my process. And then post-production, I love post-production, so I'm always trying to add something more to bring it up, to make it more special, and you know, and I love that. So executive producing, yes, that's one of my favorite things to do. Like, I love putting it together and putting the whole project together and making the music speak and tell a story.
Wow. That's really impressive to me because I can tell that you're in love with your process.
I love it. I love this. I love singing. I love music. I love creating it. It's a genuine, like, relief for me.
I hear that when you're talking about it. One thing, I've seen you walking around all night at DigiLock Days.
Yeah.
You got a smile across your face. Yeah. So I know that you're really invested in this.
Yeah, I love this. This is like my passion. I I've been singing since I was about four, so, or even before that, but I started piano when I was four. I've been singing my whole life. Wow. Church, I was in a rock band in high school, so I've done it all, like, done so many different layers of this, so I have so many influences, and music is just my true passion. Like, there's nothing else.
Well, I'll tell you something. We're at a convention with a bunch of mm-hmm. independent artists.
Right.
But you, when I listen to you, it sounds like you got 20 people, like it sounds like you got a team.
Thank you.
In like I magicians do. And wizards. Yes. I'm sure you have a team, but to know that you're executive producing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I have to. I feel like you got to be the captain of the ship for your own music and the vision. And if you get people around you that see your vision, understand it, and want to push it further, shout out to Imperium. Like it just makes it easier and it makes it more cohesive and made a better experience, because everyone around me loves music, so
I love that.
It just makes it so much more wondrous, you know.
I feel that off you, and I have to ask, you know, a lot of times when we're going through things in life, I think artists, we're pretty deep, right?
Right.
Like we take in a lot. We have like a hyperactive nervous system, right? Almost like we fail a lot,
right?
And I'm wondering, like, with everything you just spoke about being so happy and loving all parts of the process, like, is there anything that you do to ground yourself, like, with all the pressures of, like, constantly having to create, or, like, even just hoping that, like, the music you made is received properly? Oof. Like, is there anything you do for yourself to make sure that, like, you stay happy along this difficult
process? That's a great question. I think two things that I know that I do. I like to live a little. Get new experiences. Like, I love new experiences, whether it be food, travel. I like doing that because it gives me something to be inspired by. And I love, like, watching other artists that I respect. Like, I love documentaries and interviews. Like, that's what keeps me motivated. It keeps me wanting to go and, like, learning and just constantly being a student of this, because I love this. So I, like, constantly barge myself with just new information on this and just trying to stay inspired. And I think you hit the nail right on the head when you said that, like, being an artist, it becomes like, it can be difficult. It can really be difficult to keep going and find that inspiration. But I think it's everywhere. And like you say, if you find something else, like for me, it is traveling, it is finding new foods, going out to new places. But that's what keeps me going, keeps me inspired.
That's interesting, because, like, I feel you on that. I feel like life experiences outside of the studio,
right,
the music industry, the shows, that is really what drives and creates the new content, the new lyrics, and like, it allows other people, like, for you to, you could speak on other people's experiences through your own experiences and then translate that into the music.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear that you value that so much, it shows why your music is so relatable.
Thank you.
Because you're a worldly person.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. I always tell my team, like, for me, like, I can't sing a song that I can't relate to. Like, I write songs that I genuinely have gone through. Like, I can give you a story for every song. Like, oh, this is about this person, or this scenario, or this thing. Like, because that's what keeps me motivated. And that's the things that I feel like my favorite artists do and have done that keeps me, like Usher. Like, my favorite album by him is Confessions, because it was so personable.
Right.
We were. But that's why I love Usher, because it's personable music. Yeah. Brandy, the same thing. Like, personable music is real. It's not a facade.
And you could feel that. You could feel the authenticity when you listen to you.
Thank you.
So this is kind of a more of a music business question. So I would say a lot of industry professionals would, you know, they would probably say the most talented artists, or the most artists that set themselves up for success the best, have an equal balance of their business in order as much as they do their artistry. Mm-hmm. So sometimes a lot of artists, they're in the studio all the day, but they're not getting the ROI. They're not really sure. And it's no one's fault.
Yeah,
it's a very, very difficult process. Yes. But I guess I have to ask you, is there any, like, blind spots that you feel you have on the music business side of things? Are there places where, like, you feel you could grow? Or are you an artist that's really taken the time to look into that? And
Well, luckily, I think I have a really great team around me. So I'm able, if there is a blind spot that I don't see, I feel like there's people around me that can say, hey, this needs to be fixed, or this needs to be worked or tweaked.
Yeah.
So that's helped me a lot. I think being an artist, especially if you don't have those people around you, it's kind of like you're shooting in the dark. And it's kind of a very difficult thing. And I remember being in that process before and not knowing where to go, and always tell people this, what I feel this industry is about is knowledge. That's the most valuable thing you can get. So, like, what you may have started 5 years ago, but I bet there's a load of information that you knew, and it might have been small, but now that you know it, you've elevated yourself tenfold. Right. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why there's platforms like 24/7 Alertist, yes, and communities out there,
yes,
that are really trying to help artists see their blind spots. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I've been an artist for years, and it took me too much time.
No, I understand.
To realize that, wow, there were some moves. I was making all the music moves,
mm-hmm,
but those moves will come to a halt if you don't have that business side down. So congratulations, and I'm grateful for your blessings on having such a great team, because I really feel like you're a person that deserves to just get everything you...
Thank you, and you too.
Oh, thank you.
And you do too.
Thank you, Cedric. I appreciate you. I really do. So this is a fun part.
Okay.
If you're interested in this...
I'm always interested. Let's go. Let's go.
This is called the Major Mood Podcast.
Okay.
So I like to give the people I interview a chance to set the mood.
Okay,
so I'm not going to put you on the spot. Okay. I'm not saying you've got to do this, but if you want to sing a little 16, mm-hmm, even a cover or something, if you're like, yo, I'm not in performance mode, you're putting me on the spot, you could drop a gem of knowledge. It's an option for you.
I would love to sing. I feel like I'm a little hoarse. I'm trying to think. If I do sing, what would I sing? That's not too high right now, so I can actually deliver it to you.
Do some Brandy. Keep that low, right?
Right. Almost made you love me. All right. Almost made you love me. Almost made you cry. Almost made you happy, baby. Didn't I? Little hoarse, but it's what it is.
Thank you for two Brandy lovers. Yeah, that was beautiful. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Thank you for setting the mood. Yeah. And Cedric, I feel like we could talk forever.
We could. You do.
You know? But I guess I'll do one more, then we'll close up.
Okay.
I always like to say in life, when we're going through trials and tribulations, that we always say, I'm going through it, mm-hmm, right now. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, especially someone as yourself, I think your perspective is great. I'm wondering, instead of, we could change the narrative, instead of going through it, growing through it. So is there anything that you're growing through right now that is helping you get to that next level?
That I'm growing through.
Yeah, not going through, growing through.
Something that I'm growing through that's helping me right now is... Okay. I think just understanding that what I can give and deliver is enough, and it's still valuable. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we get clustered in the noise, and there's so much noise, especially today, that sometimes you can feel like your voice isn't enough. And you're like, maybe I got to change who I am and what I'm doing. And I think what I'm learning now is that my voice is enough. It matters. Just keep doing what I do, what is special to me, what means a lot to me, and that'll be enough to somebody.
That was the most beautiful answer I've gotten so far. Thank when you. Asking that question. You definitely are enough, and everything you do is enough. And I pray for you to believe that every day.
Thank you.
I hope that you wake up and you can remind yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
And just to close things out, is there anything you want to promote? Any music you got coming up?
I just dropped a remix called Sexy Lady Remix with Jacoy, a Canadian R&B artist. And stay tuned for some of my music. I have a deluxe to my What I Know Now EP coming out really soon, and a new single dropping really soon that I'm really excited about, that I think people are going to love. It's really different, so I'm excited for that.
Thank you for sharing your time with me.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
It will happen again. I feel like this isn't the last time we
see. It really will.
Yeah.
We know.
Thank you.
It's a major, 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 major.
Stop. One more kiss. One more touch, time is in a...